In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to go back to work on the drought after returning to Australia. The Federal Treasurer rejects a change to Australia's interest rates framework. And counting down to Australia's most famous horse race, the Melbourne Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Prime Minister is set to focus on the federal government's next round of action on the current drought after arriving back in Australia from Thailand. Legislation is before Parliament to provide lump sum payments for those affected by the drought, and another round of support for those affected is expected soon. Government Minister Bridget McKenzie has told Sky News the government is committed to being more flexible in the ways it can help those affected.
The legislation that's sitting before the Senate next week will make sure that the minister can make a rule at any time in the future to make additional support available to those farmers doing it tough. And we as a government have made that clear that we're prepared to do that for as long as needed.
And the government will today begin face-to-face consultations to shape the funding plan for the future drought fund. The first of 14 meetings on the subject will be held in the northern Queensland town of Charters Towers. As the Reserve Bank prepares to meet today to decide whether interest rates will again be cut, the Federal Treasurer says he's not going to push for the bank to aim for a new inflation target. The Reserve Bank currently operates monetary policy with the aim of keeping the inflation rate between 2 and 3% over the course of the economic cycle. That target has been in place since the 1990s, but recent economic outcomes have led to calls for the target to be lowered. However, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the Australian Financial Review newspaper that the present framework has served Australia well and he has no plans to change it. The official interest rate has been cut three times this year and is at 0.75% currently. Greens MP Adam Bandt says Prime Minister Scott Morrison's recent comments on climate change protests missed the point. Mr Morrison has flagged new measures to crack down on certain types of protests after recent protests around the country against climate change and mining. But Mr Bandt says there can be no denying there is a climate emergency.
Scott Morrison can try and crack down on protests, but that's the equivalent of turning off the smoke alarm when your house is on fire. I mean, we've got to stop shooting the messenger. You can agree or disagree with the climate protesters' tactics, but the message is crystal clear. The message is that we are in a climate emergency. We now have thousands of scientists from all around the world backing that point up. You can't argue with the laws of physics and chemistry.
Two former air chiefs are calling for an urgent review of Australia's defence capabilities to counter a possible threat from China. Retired Air Marshals Leo Davies and Jeff Brown have told the Australian newspaper Australia needs to acquire a strategic bomber, drones and land-based ballistic missiles to protect shipping routes and better defend the country. The proposal comes amidst concern of a possible withdrawal from the Asia-Pacific region from the United States, the guarantor of Australia's security, which would allow China to dominate the region. Jeff Brown also predicts the Air Force will overtake the Army as Australia's main branch of the Defence Forces. Five aged care facilities in South Australia will have surveillance and monitoring systems installed as part of a 12-month trial to improve resident safety. Safety in aged care has come to national attention with a Royal Commission that has begun into Australia's aged care system. The 12-month trial of the system will occur starting early next year at four regional facilities and one in Adelaide. It appears Australia's most famous horse race will feature its full complement of 24 runners. No horses have yet been removed from the field for the Melbourne Cup, which will begin at Flemington Racecourse at 3 p.m. this afternoon. The track is currently soft after some rain, but is expected to improve as the day goes on. Finch, trained by Chris Waller, is currently the favourite to win the 3,200-metre race. Also popular with gamblers is Japanese horse Mer de Glace, who won the Caulfield Cup recently, and another horse, Constantinople, is also getting plenty of support from those betting on the race. Let's look at the weather for today. It's cloudy in Perth and 25, much the same for Adelaide and 21. It's sunny in Melbourne, 18. It's cloudy in Hobart, 17. Much the same in Canberra, 20. Showers easing for Wollongong, 18 degrees. It's windy with showers in Sydney as well, 20. Much the same for Newcastle. It's cloudy in Brisbane, 31. Much the same for Cairns and 31 degrees there as well. And in Darwin, there's storms and showers likely. It's 33 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.